Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Castle Filters, LL Flooring, The Angie App, and Wagner Sprayers. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing this weekend? Because I think we're picking up an extra day. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and if you've got some plans to enjoy yourself or maybe some plans to work on your house, we can help with the latter. All you need to do is reach out to us with your questions. Head on over to moneypit.com, click on the floating microphone button, leave us a message, and we will get back to you with the answers to your home improvement question. What are you doing this weekend, Leslie? You going to enjoy it, take that third day, or are you going to get to work on something?
We actually have a soccer tournament to go to, so no rest for the weary.
Yes.
We'll be at Hershey Park having some fun, but also many, many games of soccer.
Yeah, I remember those long, long extra tournament weekends. pretty much, it's all in, right?
It is all in.
Packing up the car and heading on out.
Yeah, you are there, you are heading out, you are cheering people on, and hopefully everybody walks away with a smile.
Well, if you are not heading out to a sporting tournament, you're hanging out at home, and maybe you're going to tackle some home improvement projects, you've got something to do, we are here to help you get that done. Reach out to us. Again, click on the microphone button, record your question, and it'll shoot right to the production studio. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you'd love to have a backyard swimming spot, and this, by the way, is the year you're going to really do something about it, because, you know, a lot of us have these. We'd love to have it for years, and maybe next year, but if you really want to do it, we're going to give you a very cool option over traditional chlorine pools. I mean, pools are nice, but sometimes that chlorine just is really hard to breathe, and it kind of burns your face, burns your nostrils. But we've got the scoop on a natural in-ground pool that's pond-like, gorgeous, and completely earth-friendly without all of that chlorine need.
Oh, I love it. Coming up also, are you looking for a new floor that's beautiful, durable, and totally waterproof? Well, we found it. It's called Duravana, and it's made by LL Flooring. We're going to share more about this brand-new technology and flooring just ahead.
And now that we're in Memorial Day weekend, along with barbecues and pool openings, we honor the service and sacrifices of our troops. That's why now is a great time to display your patriotism by flying the flag. So we're going to offer some tips on how to attach flagpole brackets to a wide variety of siding materials.
All right, but first, what are you working on this holiday weekend? Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's your tan. That's all fine, but whatever it is, we're here to lend you a hand with all things home-related. So give us a call or post your question anytime.
Again, go to moneypit.com, click on Leave Us a Message, and record your question for us, and we'll get right back to you with the answer. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading to Plattsburgh, we've got Roy on the line who's got a question about a walkway. What's going on?
Currently, right in front of my house, I just have a grass. There's no real walkway, and I'm looking to put a walkway in. I was thinking of these colored precast sort of blocks.
Yeah, they're called pavers.
Pavers. And, you know, what I have to do underneath those to make sure they, you know, they don't move over time. And if that's something I should be able to undertake myself, or should I get a pro to do that?
Well, it's a job, and I tell you that when if you don't do it right, you'll see those pavers start to move and stuff start to grow through it, you know, within a year or two. But what you have to do is you have to excavate down about 6 to 8 inches, and you put in a crushed gravel base, and then you tamp the gravel base in. And usually if it's a pro, they're going to have a mechanical tamper that does that. And it's always amazing to me because when that gravel base is tamped in, it's like as hard as concrete. You can't detect that it's just gravel anymore. But that tamped base is really, really important because on top of that, you're going to lay your paver brick. And the paver brick are modular. They're designed so that two brick wide is one brick long if you're using the rectangular bricks. And that is unlike a regular building brick because a building brick actually leaves room for a mortar joint, but a paver brick doesn't. That's the difference between those two. And, of course, you have other styles, octagon styles and things like that. But getting that base in is important. And I think, is it a long walk? How many feet are we talking about here?
Oh, a short walk, maybe 25, 30 feet at most.
Yeah, it's pretty long. I don't know that I would want to do that myself.
Okay.
That's a lot of work. You'd have to hand tamp that with a tamping iron, and even after an exhausting day or two of beating that stuff down, it's still not going to be as hard as it would be if you had a pro do it. Of course, the other thing to do is you could pour your own concrete sidewalk if you wanted to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks for reaching out to us at the Money Pit.
Michelle in Alabama, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, well, we live in a home that was built in the early 70s, and two of the bedrooms, we are having like a mold issue, and it's just above the baseboards, and I've actually cut into the sheetrock thinking that maybe it's some moisture from the outside coming through, but it's not. There's no mold inside. It's just like in the room, and I don't know what's causing it or how to even fix it.
And are you certain that it's mold? Have you had it tested?
Well, yeah, it's like we had a piece of furniture there, a dresser there, and we moved it, and we were like totally shocked that there was like it was black and fuzzy. It was no, you know, it was mold.
So if you had this furniture against the wall, you probably created sort of a chilly, damp area there. Moving the furniture out probably helps because you get a little more ventilation behind it. But what I would do is I would spray that mold down with a bleach and water solution so that we kill anything that's there. Protect the carpet because obviously you don't want to bleach out your carpet, but spray it down. Let the bleach and water sit for a while, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then clean it. And that will stop any further mold from growing, and just try to keep that area dry. If it's very damp and it's and you know, if the furniture was pressed up against it, that might be why it's happening. What kind of furniture was against it?
It was really like a child's dresser.
Okay, so it was like wood. It wasn't like a couch or something like that?
No, it was wood, yeah.
So take a look at the back of that too and make sure if there's any mold spores on that they're cleaned as well.
All right, thanks for your help.
Sage in New York is on the line with an outdoor watering question. Tell us what's going on.
How you doing? I have an outdoor faucet, which I use to connect my hose in the front. And I believe it's called a frost-free Silcock.
Right.
And the problem I have is that when I open the faucet, I can open it full, but the water takes sometimes up to a minute to come out if it comes out at all.
Now, inside your house, there's going to be another valve that is designed to shut off that line for the winter. Did you check to make sure that valve was fully open?
It is fully open, yes.
So the valve's fully open on the inside of the house. The valve, the hose bib on the outside of the house, though, you open it up and it takes a minute to come out. And when it comes out, does it come out fast or slow or what?
It comes out slow, and I also wondered if the fact that the pressure was lower on this faucet as compared to the faucet at the back of the house was part of the problem.
How old's the house?
Oh, the house is only about 3 years old.
3 years old? All right, so the plumbing should be fine. What you're describing is simply a valve that's not fully open. And so if the valve inside is open and the valve outside is open, then somewhere we've got a bad valve because that shouldn't be happening. It should be very simple. The valve opens, the water flies out. Three-year-old house, there's no reason for any corrosion to be inside the pipe or anything of that nature. And so you've got a bad valve somewhere. That's what has to be looked into.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Welcome to game two of the three-game set between your Colt 45s and Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Tonight, we should be having a good one. On the mound for the Colts, we've got Isaac Alvarez. We'll see how he's going to do tonight. Hopefully, it'll be a better game than the Colts than last night. They're recovering off of an 11-9 loss, where they kept the lead through the first seven innings and then gave up seven runs to lose it in the eighth. Couldn't catch up after that.
Looks like we got a leak in our third base club pavilion tonight. It's just Walner
and
running and trying tonight's game from the third baseline.
For your and now ready, we Colt 45!
Colt 45's live. Their team
from Allen Valley College. Your shortstop.
You can hear him in the background.
Promoco.
It's a beautiful evening for baseball out here. This is Ken White, play-by-play tonight.
Sacramento City College.
Your partner, Austin Miller.
Number 20.
Wind blowing
right
in from the west. Flags flying out in center field toward the east.
And if you can't hear that announcer in the background, folks, we've got Eric Camacho playing shortstop for the Colts tonight, along with Bryce Tweet going out to center field. Cal Norton now is heading out to right as well. Looks like we've got Blake Tweet heading out into left field, batting in the four hole.
From Captain Collins, your catcher.
Coming in to catch is going to be Ethan Williams. Playing first base tonight is going to be Nate Scott with number seven will filled up by the designated hitter, Derek Ray. The third base will be played tonight by Wyatt Larinaga, along with second base played by Isaiah Cortez. And as we mentioned earlier, it's going to be Isaac Alvarez out on the mound tonight for the Colts. So the situation here, trying to come back after that tough loss last night. What do you think the Colts need to do to get it done, Ken?
Well, they need to make sure their pitching hits their marks tonight. Last night, they gave up, I think, no less than eight free bases.
Hit
pitches and just couldn't keep runners off after they got two outs. That really was what cost them in that eighth inning. And then in the ninth, even though they got a run back, couldn't make it happen.
Absolutely, and the Rosebuds actually didn't have hot bats, but we'll pause there as the national anthem is about to be sung by Chris Carpenter, teacher at Foothill High School.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we fought for so gallantly dreaming, and the rockets reclaim the bumpers seen air, came through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, does that star spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Oh, beautiful. This Spangled Banner there, sung again by Chris Carpenter, teacher at Foothill High School. Remember, folks, this Red and Colt 45's baseball game on KTNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating.
If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck and agricultural Victory Powder Coating.
And for your ready covering line,
Highway 273, Garrett Anderson, Paskey, California. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Victory Powder Coating.
All right. As Isaac Alvarez takes the mound, he's going to start warming up. This Rosebuds lineup, like we said earlier, didn't do much with their bats last night, but along with all the free bases they were given, it was enough to get the job done. The real story of last night, however, was the Rosebuds pitcher. I believe it was
Cale Hamilton, and he did an amazing job. He looked shaky through much of the early parts of the game, but seemed to get stronger as the night went on. And as he did, he kept mowing down the Colt 45s and kept them off the base paths later in the game.
Absolutely. You know, he gave up a total of 9 runs throughout the game. However, he pitched all 9 innings. Again, all 9 innings. We estimated his pitch count to be well above 100 pitches. So we can kind of figure now his arm must be hanging. Either way, he got the win and the complete game for the Rosebuds. And with that, batter number 1 for the Rosebuds is going to come up to the plate. It'll be Charlie Parneau playing center field. So he's going to take a step into the box now, kick around some dirt, and get ready for the second game of the Colt 45 season.
Charlie was a late game addition yesterday, and we didn't even have him on the roster, but he came in and did some damage.
And pitch number 1 is going to be inside. It'll be a fastball. That'll be 1-0 to Parneau. Here's the pitch. That ball's going to miss outside. It'll be a 2-0 count. The thing about these Colts pitchers that we saw yesterday, and now with Alvarez, it appears, too, is they like to work quick, as here's the pitch. That's going to be a lasered ground ball over down the third baseline. It'll be off the glove of the third baseman and into left field. Parneau is going to hold up at first base as they bring the ball back in. So it'll be a leadoff base hit for Charlie Parneau, and that'll get the Rosebuds started. That's a much better start to the game than they had last night.
Yeah, it is. That hit by Parneau wasn't a real hard shot. And the third baseman looked like he just mistimed it as he made his dive and skipped over and tipped off his glove as it dribbled out into left field.
Here's Brian Meyer at the plate. He's going to take a curveball for a strike. That'll make it an 0-1 count. Meyer is actually on the mound for the Rosebuds tonight. There's not going to be a designated hitter. He will hit for himself as Alvarez sets up. Here's the delivery. And it's another curveball. However, it's going to miss. That'll make it a 1-1 count to Meyer as Parneau takes his lead off of first. Alvarez is going to check him back and then get set. Here's the pitch. That ball's going to be looped over the shortstop's head into left field for the second consecutive base hit of the inning. So Meyer is on with a hit, and that'll bring Andrew Rubalcaba to the plate, the first baseman, with runners on first and second. And no out, so not too hot of a start for Isaac Alvarez and the Colts.
These Rosebuds are jumping on him early, unlike last night, where it seemed like it was about the third inning before they got their first hit.
Absolutely. Now Rubalcaba is going to see his first pitch. That ball is lined down the third baseline. That'll be a base hit. They're going to send the runner coming around third. He will get into home plate standing. The runner at second will hold, so that's going to score 1 run. And it'll leave runners at first and second, 1-0 for the Rosebuds now in the top of the first inning. That was, again, Andrew Rubalcaba with the base hit down the third baseline to score a run.
These Rosebuds definitely taking advantage of some early strikes, and those bats are coming alive early in the game.
Here's Jared Dumont at the plate. He'll see his first pitch, and that's going to be an off-speed that'll fall right into the zone. It'll make it an 0-1 count. Dumont is playing third base tonight for the Rosebuds, and Isaac Alvarez is going to step off the rubber, take a deep breath before he steps back on. Again, not too hot of a start for the Colts as they've already given up a run without getting an out. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to miss high. It'll be a 1-1 count to Jared Dumont. So the runners on first and second get a lead. The Colts aren't holding them too tight, but they're walking in behind. They'll keep the lead short. Here's the pitch. That's going to catch the outside corner. There's a fastball for a strike. It'll make it a 1-2 count to Dumont. Now Dumont looks at Alvarez, waiting for the next pitch. Alvarez is going to take his sign. He gets set, and here comes the pitch. That's going to miss outside. Make it a 2-2 count to Dumont now as Alvarez gets the ball back. Again, going to take another deep breath before he steps on that rubber. He's taking the sign now. Gets back up. Pays no attention to the runner at second. Never mind, he is going to turn around. Faked him out there a little bit. Didn't take a look back, but went for the windup and then turned right around to second base. No throw, however. Now he's going to get set, and here's the delivery. That ball is going to miss high and outside. It's a fastball. It'll be a 3-2 full count to Jared Dumont here in the top of the first inning. Now the Colts still looking for their first out of the ball game. Score is 1-0 in favor of the Rosebuds. Here's the pitch. That ball is looped high and foul into the left field, past the left field fence. Sorry. Now Dumont's going to stare back at Alvarez as he takes his sign. Here's the delivery. And that ball is grounded to the first baseman, and it goes under his glove. The runner will turn third and head for home. He's going to get there standing up. They're going to make a play at third. However, the runner will be safe. So now we've got runners at first and third. That is going to be an error on the first baseman. Unfortunate turn of events for the Colts there as they let in another run. James Potts, the right fielder for the Rosebuds, coming up to bat now. Again, Dumont, just a little ground ball. Wasn't too hard hit, but looks like the first baseman just kind of took his eyes off of it as it went under his glove. Alvarez sets up. Here's the pitch. That's going to catch the outside corner for a strike. Now, that was Nate Scott at first base with that unfortunate event. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to be grounded to the third baseman. He's going to field it, go to second. They're going to try to turn two. No, the second baseman will hold on to it. So the Colts now get their first out of the ball game. That was a ground ball to the third baseman, Larinaga, who threw it over to Isaiah Cortez at second for a force out. Runners will again be at first and third. Now you just have a replacement runner at first with one out in the ballgame. It's going to be Casey Longacre, the catcher for the Rosebuds, coming up to bat. And Alvarez is going to take his sign. Get set. Here's the pitch. And that's going to miss high. It'll be one ball and no strikes. Now this is a tough situation with one out. You've got runners at first and third. You got to wonder here if the Rosebuds are going to try to do something a little tricky, try to get another run across. And here's the pitch. That ball is driven into the right center field gap. It's going and gone. That is a three-run shot for Casey Longacre. And that was definitely a big boy home run. That cleared the right center field fence by a long shot as Longacre comes around third base and heads for home. Definitely not the start the Colts were hoping for as they go down 5-0 in the top of the first.
Yeah, this is not a good start for the Colts. Now down 5-0. That was a big, big home run. Alvarez pitch count is also starting to climb as he's approaching 20 pitches already here in the first inning with only one out.
Iggy Lawrence, the second baseman for the Rosebuds, comes up, and he's going to foul one back out into the parking lot, it appears. The count will be 0-1 to Lawrence. And here's the pitch. That ball is going to miss outside, making it a 1-1 count to Lawrence. As Alvarez, back from the windup, here's the pitch. Ball is going to miss outside, making it a 2-1 count. Bases are cleared now for the Colts as they're all in pretty standard positioning. Oh, and that's going to be ball four to Lawrence as he goes ahead and grabs first base. Now, I thought that was ball three, but he's going to take first base, so apparently it was indeed ball four.
Don't feel bad. I think I also had only three pitches on that at bat, so somehow somebody worked in an extra pitch, and we just didn't catch it.
Apparently, don't know whose error that was, whether it was ours or maybe the umpire's, but either way, Dylan De La Montoya comes up for the Rosebuds, and he's going to swing and miss at the first pitch. That'll be strike one, making it an 0-1 count to De La Montoya. De La Montoya is playing left field today for the Rosebuds, and he had a nice triple last night that really helped the Rosebuds in their comeback, and he's going to swing and whiff again for strike two. Alvarez now looking to gain a little bit of his confidence back as he stares down and grabs his sign from the catcher. Alvarez comes set, and here's the pitch. That's going to be outside for ball one. It'll be a 1-2 count to De La Montoya. Again, with one out, you've got a runner on first. That's going to be Iggy Lawrence. Alvarez comes set. Here's the pitch. And that ball is driven into right field for a base hit. And Lawrence will hold up at second as the Colts get the ball in. So another base hit for the Rosebuds, and it looks like we're going to have a mound visit here.
Number six.
Yeah, this isn't looking good. 26 pitches in the first inning and only one out for Alvarez. And already the Rosebuds have five hits in this first inning, along with the free base to Iggy Lawrence.
Absolutely, and I believe that was in addition to the error they had at first base as well. So the Colts definitely not getting the start they wanted. It looks like Alvarez is going to stay out on the mound. Manager Barrick Fasking trying to get him to calm down a little bit. So Ethan Williams will start a stride back towards behind home plate.
So it looks like the script is flipped for the Colts tonight. They're giving up the hits early and the runs early, and the Rosebuds bats have come alive.
Absolutely. The Rosebuds, their bats are... They might have more hits in this inning than they did all last night, actually.
I believe they do.
And here's the pitch. This is going to be Riley Say bunting down the third baseline. It'll be just foul.
No.
As third baseman Wyatt Larinaga picks it up, hands it back to Isaac Alvarez.
So Riley, somebody we're acquainted with. He's a local Redding guy playing for the Rosebuds out of Santa Rosa. Riley having played a little bit of ball in the Midwest and also down in Southern California, in Sacramento for William Jessup for a time. Now is on the Simpson University roster.
Alvarez sets up. Here's the pitch. That's going to be low for ball one. It'll be a 1-1 count. Again, the Colts just have one out here with runners on first and second. Already Alvarez has given up five runs.
You really need something on the ground here. Give his infield a chance to turn the double play.
Well, here's the pitch to Say. And that'll miss the outside corner, it looks like. Making it a 2-1 count. It was a good pitch. And, you know, I'm not so sure that velocity is the problem for Alvarez. He really seems to be pumping some gas here. However, the Rosebuds are just able to get a hold of it. So wonder if he's missing some spots maybe. Here's the pitch. Again, we'll miss outside. It'll be a 3-1 count. Alvarez here hoping not to load the bases up. And Say trying to drive across another run for the Rosebuds.
It's fun to watch with these small teams from out of town. For example, the Rosebuds all look like they're on borrowed uniforms. Nobody's names on the back of the uni match. The actual name of the player.
And Say will take a fastball down the middle for a strike, making it a full count with one out. This is where the pressure comes on for Alvarez. He really needs a good pitch here to get out of this inning. Let's see what he can do. Here's the delivery. That ball's going to be outside. So, Riley Say takes a walk. The bases will be loaded for Isaac Alvarez with only one out. And now the Colts are in desperate need of a double play. Anything less than an out will probably result in a run scored.
Well, we're turning the lineup over here already in the first inning.
Yes, we are.
Rosebud's already sending nine men to the plate.
So here comes the leadoff hitter, Charlie Parnell, Remember, Charlie had a base hit earlier in the game to lead it off, and he's going to see a strike on the outside corner now. As Alvarez gets the ball back, he is going to check the runners.
You have to wonder if takes Alvarez his sign. Is wrestling with the sun. It's right
here's
in
the pitch.
Right now.
And that's going to be a weak ground ball over the pitcher's head, however. And, oh, the Colts are going to spike it into the ground in front of the first baseman. It'll get past him. And at least one more run is going to score. So two runs score on that weak bouncer up the middle. The shortstop, Camacho, tried to pick it up and make a play, but there was really no shot. And instead he spiked it in front of the first baseman. And as a result, one more run, will score for the Rosebuds, and that will make it a 7-0 ball game in just the first inning. So here's Alvarez. He's going to come set. Here's the pitch. That'll be a swing and a miss from Brian Meyer, the pitcher for the Rosebuds. And Alvarez is going to get the ball back again. Runners on second and third. Still just one out for the Colts. And here comes the pitch.
Looks like they scored that last at-bat by Parnell as a base hit.
And that's going to be outside and miss. Well, yeah, I believe it was a base hit. That ball bounced and had a lot of time on the ground before it was picked up by Camacho. I think before he even threw the ball, that Parnell had already reached first base. Now it seems we might be having some troubles with the scoreboard here, as it'll be a 1-1 count to Brian Meyer. Alvarez is going to take the sign. He sets up. And here's the pitch. That's going to be outside for ball two. That'll make it a 2-1 count to Brian Meyer. And the Colts really just trying to get an out here. Again, they're down 7-0 already in just the top of the first inning. Alvarez sets up. Here's the pitch. And that ball is going to be popped up. Catcher's going for it. So is the first baseman. And the first baseman, that is Nate Scott, will make the catch for the Colts. That'll be the second out of the inning. And now the Colts are just hoping for one more. So Brian Meyer heads back to the dugout. Now we've got Andrew Rubalcaba.
You got to feel good about a 1-for-2 first inning, though.
Yeah. I mean, the team as a whole can't feel too bad about that. I think most of the players on the roster so far have a base hit. Or have at least reached bases. Here's the pitch from Alvarez, and that'll be a ball low, almost in the dirt, making it a 1-0 count to Rubalcaba. As Alvarez looks down and takes his sign, he's going to set back up here. And here's the pitch coming down, and that ball will miss outside. It'll be 2-0 to Andrew Rubalcaba. And Alvarez here sets up, checks the runners back. Here's the pitch. And that'll be swung on and just tapped foul, making it a 2-1 count to Rubalcaba. So the Colts now looking to end the inning as the umpire tosses it back to Alvarez but spikes it in the dirt in front of him. That's our plate umpire, Thomas Hutler. So it'll be a 2-1 count to Rubalcaba. As Rubalcaba sets up in the box, Alvarez is going to take his sign. He comes set on the mound. And here's the pitch. That's going to catch the corner for strike two. Now we've got two balls and two strikes here to Rubalcaba. And one more strike could get the Colts out of this inning finally.
Alvarez has topped 40 pitches for the inning. This has been a rough outing, to say the least.
Here's the pitch. And swung on and missed for strike three. So a rough inning there for Alvarez, giving up 7 runs. But he gets out of it eventually, and we will head to the bottom of the first. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson, California. If you have something that you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating. And with that, we will head over to break.
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
All righty, folks. Welcome back to the bottom of the first inning, the second game of the season for the Colt 45s. The Colts, unfortunately, have given up 7 runs in the top of the first, are now down 7-0, hoping to get a couple of those runs back. We've got Brian Meyer out on the mound for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. And leading off tonight for the Colt 45s is going to be shortstop Arif Camacho. And he's watching the pitcher warm up right now, trying to get his timing down. Well, that top of the first inning was certainly tough for the Colts. Not much to say other than 7 hits, 2 errors given up by Alex Alvarez for 7 runs, and that was on over 40 pitches. So a rough outing, to say the least, as Camacho will come up to the box. He's kicking around.
Now, batting ready for 45, number 12, Arif Camacho.
So with the crowd here still in the game, Camacho steps in to mediocre applause. Here's the pitch. That ball's going to be tapped over to the second baseman, who will field it and toss it to first for the first out of the inning. So first pitch, first out for the Rosebuds. That was Iggy Lawrence playing second base on the play. Just a light ground ball there, not much of a chance to do anything with it. So Bryce Tweet, the center fielder for the Colts, coming up to bat now. Tweet had a phenomenal game last night with 2 home runs, one of which was a grand slam. He actually had the majority of the Colts' RBIs. So here comes the pitch, and that'll be a ball high to Tweet. We'll see how Meyer wants to pitch to him right now, knowing about his performance last night. Here comes the pitch. And that one will miss outside. So it doesn't look like Meyer wants to give him much to hit tonight, as he starts him off with a 2-0 count. Again, there's one out off that Arif Camacho ground ball. Meyer's going to set up, and here's the pitch. And a check swing there from Camacho, but he did not go around. That'll make it 3 balls and no strikes. Again, Meyer not seeming to want to pitch to Camacho, or to Tweet. Here's the pitch. That one will catch the strike zone, however, making it a 3-1 count with one out in the bottom of the first inning. So Tweet takes a good long look at his bat, steps into the box, and here's the delivery. A swing and a miss. Tweet just swung straight through that one. It looked like his timing was a bit off. And Meyer has now climbed his way out of that 3-0 hole, and Tweet now looking at a full count as he steps back into the box. Meyer looks down and takes a sign. He's pitching from the windup. Here's the delivery. And that ball will be strike 3. That was way outside. However, the umpire says no, that one caught the strike zone. So Tweet was already on his way to first, by the time home plate umpire Thomas Hutler rang him up, but unfortunately for the Colts, that'll make it two outs here in the bottom of the first. No runners on. Here now is Kyle Norton, and he will be hit by the first pitch, and he's going to make his way over to first base. So Meyer allows his first base runner of the game. It'll be a hit by pitch to Kyle Norton. Now, coming up to bat, we've got the brother of recently retired Bryce Tweet. It'll be Blake Tweet coming up to bat for the Colts. Tweet's going to step in. Meyer now pitching from the stretch. Here's the delivery. That'll be high for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count to Blake Tweet. My apologies. As Meyer looks down and takes the sign, he's going to check that runner over at first. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to catch the strike zone a little low, but the umpire says it caught. So that'll be a 1-1 count to Blake Tweet. Looking to do something here for the Colts. Here's the delivery from Meyer. And that's going to be a line shot down the third baseline. It'll fall. Here comes the runner, rounding second, headed for third. He'll come in standing up, as will Tweet. That'll be a double for Blake Tweet down the third baseline. That was just a nice hit. It really was close, maybe landing just a foot inside of the line.
And Tweet continues to impress with three hits last night. Let's get a feedback girl,
Aubrey and Brianna.
Well, keep in mind, this was Blake Tweet.
Oh, I was getting the Tweet brothers totally confused. That's right.
Blake Tweet did have an impressive outing, however, last night as well, garnering a couple of hits for the Colts. And now he adds on another one. It'll be a double, creating a runner on second and third situation for the Colts. So here comes the catcher up to bat, Ethan Williams, as Meyer now looking to get out of the inning without allowing any runs. We'll see what he can do. So here's the pitch to Williams. That's going to miss low. It'll be ball one. So 1-0 count here to Williams as Meyer takes his sign. He's pitching from the windup now with runners on second and third. Here's the delivery. That ball is going to be a fastball high, and it'll miss the strike zone. It'll be a 2-0 count now to Williams as Meyer toes the rubber once again. Here comes the delivery. Maybe a little later than expected. The pitch. And that one's going to catch the inside corner for strike one. It'll be a 2-1 count now to Ethan Williams. So, ball heads back over to Meyer. Meyer gets back on the rubber, staring down, catches his sign. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to miss inside. Looked to be a curveball from the left-hander. So, it'll be a 3-1 count to Williams. Let's see what happens. The bases may be about to be loaded if Meyer can't throw a strike here. So, here's the pitch. And that one will catch the inside corner. It'll be a full count now to Williams. Williams in a bit of a pressure spot here. Full count. Runners on second and third. The Colts trying to get something started with two outs. Here's the pitch. That ball will be popped up to the second baseman. That is Lawrence. And he'll make the catch, backpedaling into right field. So that's the inning for the Colts. They fail to get a run across. It'll remain 7-0 as we head into the top of the second. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. Call 530-278-5298 if you'd like anything, if you'd like to get anything you need painted. And with that, we will head to break.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
8 or 3?
And we're back.
Yeah, that's cool to see.
All righty, folks. So the Colts at the top of the second have made a pitching change. It'll be pitcher Will Tatista coming in to throw for the Colts as he warms up here. Williams just now trotting out on the field. So Alvarez, having a rough first inning, is going to be pulled early. Probably a smart decision by manager Barrett Fasken after giving up 7 runs in the top of the first. Hopefully Tatista can shut down the Rosebuds in this next inning as he continues to warm up. So, again, 7-0 for the Colts. They're looking to hold off the Rosebuds in this inning so they can hopefully go back in the dugout and get a few catch-up runs. Here comes Jared Dumont, the Rosebuds. He's going to see a first-pitch fastball for a strike on the outside corner. That'll make it an 0-1 count. Cista starts his outing off with a strike. Here comes the delivery. That ball is going to be driven foul, and it looks like it hit the light pole out there over near left field. It'll be an 0-2 count now to Dumont. Let's see what happens here to Cista with the delivery. And he struck him out with a nice off-speed pitch. Dumont just swung straight through it. Wow, that was a nice pitch.
That was a beautiful pitch. He totally had him fooled on that one with Dumont way out in front.
So, Tatista, already faring a little bit better than Alvarez, has gotten his first out of the ballgame. And with that, it'll be James Potts, the right fielder, coming up to bat. He'll see a ball for the first pitch, so it'll be 1-0. Here's the delivery from Tatista. That ball is going to miss high, so it'll be 2-0 to Potts. Tatista now, ball back. Here's the delivery. That one will find the strike zone. So it'll be a 2-1 count as Tatista delivers again. That ball is going to be bounced over to the first baseman. That is Nate Scott, who will run it over and eventually toss to Tatista, who makes the out at first. So, 2 outs here for the Colts. And it's going to be the catcher, Casey Longacre. Again, Longacre had that long 3-run shot last inning. And he'll see if he can do something similar again. Tatista hoping not, as Longacre steps into the box.
Tatista playing his college ball down at Westmont in Santa Barbara.
Here's the pitch. That ball's going to be spiked in the dirt. It'll be 1-0 to Longacre. Now I imagine Tatista is going to want to stay away from giving this guy anything too appealing. As here's the pitch. That's going to be way high over his head. It'll be 2-0, and Longacre is going to see the next pitch. It'll be striking that outside corner for strike one. It'll be a 2-1 count to Longacre. Again, Tatista not giving him too much to work with here. Here's the pitch, and that one is going to miss low. It'll be a 3-1 count to Longacre. Longacre is a big boy. Looks like he's standing at well over 6 feet. Here's the pitch. And that one will be in the dirt, so Longacre will draw a walk. Not surprising, considering what he did last inning. So, coming up to bat, second baseman, Iggy Lawrence. Tatista is going to try to get out of this inning now. We'll see what he decides he wants to throw to Lawrence on this first pitch. This is the first time we'll see him from the stretch as he gets set. Here's the pitch. Quick windup from Tatista, similar to the rest of the Colts pitchers, as he throws a first pitch strike to Iggy Lawrence. It'll be an 0-1 count. And here's the pitch. That'll be bounced to the second baseman, who will field it, throw it over to Scott at first, and that'll be 3 outs. So the Colts get a nice quick inning there, giving up only 1 base on a walk to Longacre, and no more damage done. So again, 7-0 heading into the bottom of the second. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating.
If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. And with that, we will head off to break.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives.
Can you hear me?
We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Colt 45's baseball. Again, on the mound is going to be Brian Meyer as the catcher, Longacre, tosses it down to second base.
Beautiful night for baseball.
It absolutely is. And coming up to bat is going to be, let's see here, I believe it's going to be Derek Ray, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check here. No, it's not. It's going to be the first baseman, actually, Nate Scott. And he'll face Meyer for the first time tonight. So, considering how long the Rosebuds left in Hamilton to pitch last night, the entire game, after giving up nine runs, it's going to be interesting to see how long they're going to want to leave Meyer in. Maybe it's going to depend on his performance. So far, he's faring pretty well against the Colts. Here's the first pitch. And it'll miss low to Scott for ball one. Regardless, Scott's going to step back into the box. Here's the pitch. And it's going to be strike one. It'll be a 1-1 count to Scott as he steps back in the box. And here's the pitch from Meyer. It'll be a 2-1 count after that. As a ball in this high. So, Scott steps back in. Here's the pitch from Meyer. It'll be a curveball that'll miss outside. 3-1 count now to Scott. Scott hoping to start something for the Colts. They weren't able to get much in the last inning. And again, down 7-0. They're just trying to play catch up at this point. Here's the pitch that'll be swung on and missed by Scott, making it a full count.
I think Scott was looking fastball on that one, but it wasn't the fastball he wanted. It still took a cut at it.
It'll be 3-2. Here's the pitch. That one is fouled off in and out of the catcher Longacre's glove, so it'll stay 3-2 as Meyer heads back to the mound. Meyer now taking a good long look, catching his sign. He takes it, and here's the delivery. It'll be swung on and missed for strike three, so it'll be one out for the Rosebuds now as the designated hitter, Derek Ray, comes up to bat. So Meyer steps back on the rubber. She comes up to face Ray for the first time tonight. Takes his sign. Here's the pitch from Meyer. And that ball is fouled off into the net. So, it'll be a 0-1 count to Ray. Meyer gets set. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be another called strike. So it'll be an 0-2 count.
This umpire definitely has a low zone tonight.
That he does. So it'll be 0-2 to Ray. And here's the pitch from Meyer. swung on and missed. And that'll be strike three as it goes around the horn. Two outs now.
So the Colts wait for their bats to come alive here in the second inning, down 7-0 against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds.
Absolutely, and with that, it'll be Wyatt Larinaga, the third baseman, coming up to bat with two outs. That'll be a called ball. So the count will be 1-0.
So Meyer pitch, and he goes around, and that is strike one. So the count now 1-1. We're hoping the Colts can get something going here in the second inning now, down 7-0. And the first two batters striking out. That pitch is low.
Yes, it is. So it'll be 2-1. Here's the pitch. That'll be lined down the third baseline. It'll be foul. So another ball goes out to Myers. It'll be a 2-2 count with two outs.
Larinaga looking like he can make something happen here. He's hitting the seventh hole. Excuse me, the eighth hole.
Here's the pitch from Meyer. Strike three called. And that'll sit Larinaga down.
Three straight strikeouts for the Colt 45.
Yep, not the type of inning they were hoping to have, but a well-pitched inning for Meyer. So Tecista is going to come back out onto the mound as we head over to break.
Signorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members, and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibition. Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adult. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
All right, welcome back to the top of the third inning in this night's Colt 45's baseball game. Will Tecista just threw a first pitch strike to Dylan De La Montoya as he delivers another one low. That's going to be in the dirt for ball one. So Tecista back out on the mound after giving up nothing in the last inning. He had a nice quick outing in that second inning, replacing Alvarez, who gave up 7 runs in the first. De La Montoya now is going to step in to face his third pitch. Here's the delivery. That ball is swung on and missed for strike two. Nice pitch there from Tecista, and it'll draw a swing and a miss. So here comes Tecista again, takes his sign, sets up. Here's the delivery. That ball is swung on and missed one more time. It'll be strike three as Williams, the catcher, throws it to third. It'll be not quite enough, and the ball's going to roll out into left field. So they'll get it back into Tecista. So a leadoff strikeout. And here comes Riley Say for the second time tonight. It'll be his first time facing Will. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to be bounced right back to Tecista, who will toss it over to Scott at first, and that'll be the second out of the inning. So two quick outs here for the Colt 45s. That's exactly how they wanted to start this inning out. And Tecista is going to head back over to the mound as Charlie Parnell, the leadoff hitter, will come back out for his third at-bat of the game in the third inning. Tecesta on the rubber now. Here's the delivery. It's going to be a bunt down the third baseline. Nicely executed. Tecesta turns around and throws. It'll be wide. Scott's going to have to come off of first base to catch that ball. So it looks like Carnot is going to have a bunt base hit there. It was nicely executed right down the third baseline. Just a little bouncer. And Tecesta can't quite get to it in time and throws wide. So we'll have a runner on first as Brian Meyer, the pitcher, comes up to bat. Tecesta looks down, takes his sign, and here's the pitch. It'll be fouled back into the parking lot. That one hit a car. That's quite unfortunate for the owner of that vehicle. It'll be an 0-1 count now to Meyer as Tecesta checks the runner and back picks him. But Parnot is going to get back easily. So, Tecesta now setting up on the mound. He's going to wait. Delivers. That was a nice curveball that draw a swing from Meyer. However, it went past the catcher Williams and allowed Parnot to get to second. So I'm not sure if they'll rule that a wild pitch or a pass ball. However, either way, Parnot is going to get to second. And it is going to be a, I believe, 0-1 count now to Meyer. Sorry, make that an 0-2 count as Meyer swings and taps a foul ball back into the net. So an 0-2 count with two outs. Will Tecesta trying to end this inning as he steps up on the mound once more, takes his sign from the catcher. Parnot getting a decent lead over at second, but the Colts are holding him on. Parnot's got some speed. Here's a pitch. That ball is going to be a curveball. It'll miss inside for the first ball. The at-bat, it'll be a 1-2 count to Brian Meyer. So with two outs now, Tecesta is going to look down, catch his sign. He comes set. And now here's the delivery. That ball will miss high and out of the glove of Williams. As Parnot is going to make it to third base, that ball just popped right out of Williams' glove and bounced over a few feet away, allowing Parnot to take third. It'll make it a 2-2 count for Meyer here. Tecesta still battling, trying to get out of this inning.
That's a tough 90 feet, but especially with two outs.
That is going to be a ball. Tecesta threw a nice fastball. I sure thought it caught the edge.
Crowd is not happy about that one.
No, they are not. However, it is going to be ball three now to Meyer. That'll make it a full count. And here's the pitch from Tecesta. Swung on and fouled back into the net by Meyer. So Meyer getting his money's worth in this at-bat as he makes the count 3-2 with two outs. The base hit would score a run. Tecesta here setting back up. Here's the pitch, and that ball will miss high. So Meyer trots down to first base. Runners will be on first and third. Tecesta obviously upset. He thought he had a strikeout earlier in that at-bat, but home plate umpire Thomas Hutler says no dice.
Yeah, it's been tough, and here we go again. Now two on with two out, and the free base also seeming to haunt the Colt 45s tonight.
Yes, it is. So Tecesta's going to get set. There's a hard ground ball down the line. It'll go over the first baseman. That'll be a base hit. So Parnot will score easily. Runner around second, heads to third. He's in there standing up. So Andrew Rubalcasa has a first pitch base hit that'll score a run. So Tecesta gives up his first run of the ball game. That'll make it an 8-0 game in favor of the Rosebuds. That was a hard hit ball, bounced right over the first baseman's head. There's really no shot at that. So with two outs, Rubalcasa hits an RBI single. That'll bring up now Jared Dumont to face Tecesta for the first time. Here's the pitch. And that's going to miss outside for a ball. Catcher Ethan Williams drops it. The runners, however, stay in place. So Tecesta now takes a deep breath, gets set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Dumont. That was a nice fastball. It'll be a 1-1 count. as Tatista heads back to the rubber, he'll look down, take his sign, checks both runners back, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed again. Nice little curveball that Tatista just dropped right in there, and Dumont could not catch up to it.
Took a lot of velocity off of that one, and Dumont getting fooled on that one yet again in another at-bat.
So Tatista gets set again. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Tatista draws three swings and misses from Dumont, and he gets out, allowing just one run in that inning. And with that, we will head to the bottom of the third. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. And with that, we will head to break.
Signorama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibitions. Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back to the bottom of the third inning of this Colt 45's ball game. Unfortunately, the Colts are trailing 8-0 at this point, having given up 7 runs in the first inning and 1 run just now in the top of the third. Brian Meyer, the pitcher for the Rosebuds, is going to come back out for his third consecutive inning. He has yet to give up a run. And coming up to bat for the Colts, it looks like it's going to be Isaiah Cortez, the second baseman. So Cortez squats down, gets a little stretched out as he gets his timing down with Meyer.
So this will be the first time that Cortez has seen the plate in the game, and after him, the Colts will turn the order over.
Yes, they will. So Cortez walks over, steps in the plate, kicks some dirt around.
Let's go!
As he gets ready, Meyer
number 10,
gets the ball back from his third baseman. He steps over to the mound. He'll walk up and step on the rubber now. Cortez takes a deep breath as he steps into the box. And Meyer now with the delivery. That ball is going to miss low and away. It'll be ball one. 1-0 count now to Cortez. Delivery again. That ball will catch the outside corner. Fastball for strike one. Count is 1-1. As Meyer steps back up to the mound, here's the pitch. Ball is bounced hard over to the second baseman, who will field it. Heads over to second, not in time. And Cortez will have himself an infield single, as the second baseman, Iggy Lawrence, just could not get it over first in time.
He stayed back
as that ball headed towards him, trying to play it off of a hop, and it just did not give him enough time to send it over first. So with that, the Colts have their leadoff runner aboard, and no outs, as the leadoff hitter, Arif Camacho, playing shortstop for the Colts, will come up to bat. Here's the pitch from Meyer. Swung on and missed. That was a nice off-speed pitch. Low by Brian Meyer to Arif Camacho. Meyer takes his sign, checks the runner at first. Here's the pitch. And that'll be a called strike. So it'll be an 0-2 count now to Camacho. As Camacho looks back at Meyer, he's going to defend off the plate now. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to miss just outside. It'll be a 1-2 count as Meyer gets his sign from his catcher. He's going to come set, and here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped. Foul behind home plate.
These pitchers working fast on both teams tonight.
Yes, they indeed are. The deliveries have just been lightning quick. It looks like they're really just trying to speed this game along, keep the tempo high. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to Camacho as Meyer sets up on the mound. Here's the pitch. Swung on again, tapped foul behind home plate. So the count will remain 1-2 as Isaiah Cortez stands on first. He'll now go ahead and take lead as Meyer grabs his sign from the catcher. Here's the pitch from Meyer, and that one will be high and outside, so it'll be ball two. Camacho now looking at a 2-2 count. No outs for the Colt 45s with a runner on first. They're hoping to get their first run of the ball game across. And Meyer takes his sign from the catcher. He'll now look down. Here's the pitch. That ball is driven into left field and caught on a dive by the left fielder for the Rosebuds. That's going to be Charlie Parneau. Charlie Parneau earlier sped out a bunt for a base hit, and with that speed, it looks like he was able to make a nice diving catch there in left field. So that'll mark the first out of the inning. Camacho a little upset that he was just robbed of what looked like it could have been a double.
Parneau showing some tremendous athleticism. In addition to good at-bats, he's laying out for that fly ball in the outfield. That really did look like it was going to get down, but Parneau didn't let it happen.
Absolutely. And now it'll be Bryce Tweet coming up to bat. And he'll take a first pitch ball that misses outside. So it'll be a 1-0 count to Tweet. Let's see if he can bring some of that magic from their game last night and put it into this one. He's going to foul one straight back down.
Right off the steel pole behind home plate. That's the wonderful wind chime sound you heard, was the ball hitting the pole.
Absolutely. It'll be a 1-1 count now with one out. Colts just trying to move the runner over, get him into scoring position now with one out. Here's the pitch from Meyer. Swung on and just scraped foul by Tweet. That'll make it a 1-2 count as Meyer heads back to the mound. So here comes Tweet once again. Takes a deep breath as he steps in to the batter's box. Meyer looks down, takes his sign. Here's the delivery. It'll be outside for ball two. And on that one, the runner, Isaiah Cortez, tried to draw a balk from Meyer. So he gave him a little lunge there, make it appear that maybe he was stealing. Meyer didn't fall for it. Nonetheless, however, he delivers a ball that misses the outside corner. So 2-2 again to Bryce Tweet as Meyer sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, so Tweet will strike out.
Second strike out of the night for Tweet. He's got to not be feeling
number 25. Kyle!
Not at all. So it looks like, unfortunately, that power that we saw from Tweet last night just is not translating into this game, as Kyle Norton, the right fielder, is going to come up to bat for the Colts. It'll be two outs with a runner on first. Here's the pitch, and the runner will take off. It's a bunt attempt, but a miss, and he is out at second base. A nice, nice throw from the catcher, Casey Longacre, there. Again, Kyle Norton was trying to lay down a bunt, but he could not get it down. Instead, Longacre was able to catch that ball, send it down to second base, and Isaiah Cortez will be called out at second. So the Colts come back out onto the field, and we'll head into the top of the fourth inning. With that, we'll head to break, folks.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the bottom of the fourth inning here at the second game of the Colt 45 season. Unfortunately, those Colts are still trailing 8-0 as they failed once again to put any runs up on the board last inning. So as we head into the top of the fourth, the Colts are looking to hold off the Rosebuds from scoring any more runs. Tacista coming back out on the mound. He has done a good job of holding the Rosebuds off. However, he has given up one run in the two innings he's pitched so far.
34 pitches through two innings. He's not doing too badly conserving his pitch count.
And with that, it looks like James Potts is going to come up to the plate. He'll watch a fastball go by for a first-pitch strike. It'll be an 0-1 count to Potts, the right fielder. Here's the pitch again from Cisa. That one is going to miss outside. It'll be a 1-1 count as Cisa gets the ball back and heads back to the mound. He's going to look down, take his sign. Here's the delivery. Swung on and driven down the right field line, but that'll be foul. So it'll be a 1-2 count to Potts. As Tassista kicks some dirt around on the mound, he's going to head back up to the rubber. He looks down and takes his sign. Here's the pitch. And that ball is driven into the right center gap. That one's going to go past the outfielders and to the wall. There goes Potts, headed for second. He's going to round second, but stay there. No, he's as the Colts try to throw the ball in, it gets past their cut.
And the shortstop, second baseman acting as a cut on that, gets past him and then also under the glove of the shortstop and into the infield. Fortunately, the third baseman came over and got it before Fox could make his way to third.
So Tassista, unfortunately, gives up a leadoff double to James Potts, and that will bring up again the catcher, Casey Longacre. Remember, Longacre had that long home run in the first inning. Contributed well to that 7-run inning. Here's the pitch. That one is swung on and missed by Longacre, and that'll turn it into an 0-1 count. Rosebuds have a runner on second with no outs off that leadoff double from Potts. That was a nice hit right into the gap. Anyways, here's to see the delivery. That ball is going to nick off the glove of catcher Williams. And Potts will mosey on over to third base. So that'll be a pass ball. Missed inside, but just deflected right off of Williams' glove and heads back to the net. So it'll be a 1-1 count now to Longacre. Tassista takes his sign, sets up. Here's the pitch and misses high. It'll be a 2-1 count now with the runner on third base and no outs. Now, all the Rosebuds really need to get a run across is something in the air. We'll see if they can get it done. Can't imagine they wouldn't be able to. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt now, making a 3-1 count to Longacre. Tassista frustrated with that pitch. He's going to get the ball back and rub it around a bit as he looks down and takes his sign. Either way, Tassista's going to come set. Here's the delivery. That ball is going to be driven far and foul over to the right side. Longacre took that one the other way, but was just a tad bit behind it. Couldn't quite get it fair. So it'll be a full count now to Longacre. Tassista hoping here for a strikeout as he looks down and takes his sign. Longacre, deep breath before he steps into the box.
Infield playing back, which kind of surprises me here with a runner at third and no outs.
Here's the pitch. That one is going to miss outside. Tassista very frustrated as he gives up a walk. So now you've got runners at first and third, wondering if maybe this could bring in a intentional walk situation, try to load the bases up and create a forced out with no outs. Tassista gets set, pitches. That ball is driven into left field for a base hit, and Potts is going to come around to score easily. That was Iggy Lawrence on the base hit. The second baseman had a nice hard drive in the left field. That'll score another run for the Rosebuds, making it a 9-0 ball game. And runners will now be at first and second with no outs for the Colts. So Will Cisa sets up one more time and delivers. That ball is going to miss very high. That'll be ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count. Tassista takes his sign from the catcher. He's going to set back up now. Here's the delivery. And ball two, that one will miss high as well. It's getting a little breezy here now at Tiger Field. starting to cool down quite a bit.
So De La Montoya has an interesting swing. There's a lot of action going on when he starts to kind of get wound up. His front foot starts twitching and moving around.
And Cici's going to fake over to second base. The runner will mosey on back there. Cici takes his sign, sets up. Here's the delivery. That ball is grounded to the second baseman, who snags it, sends it on over to first. That'll be the first out of the inning for the Colts, as De La Montoya is put away on a ground ball to second base.
Potts holds at third, so they don't score on that, which is good for the Colts. But they do move the other runner into scoring position at second base.
So now I would think would be a bit of an intentional walk situation. You got runners on second and third, one out. Here comes Riley Say. It doesn't look like they're going to walk him. First pitch is going to miss high for ball one. But with one out, what you really need here is a double play. You've got runners at second and third. You're down 9-0. You might as well put one on first, in my opinion. However, DeCease is going to set back up, delivers the pitch. That's going to be on the outside corner for strike one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now with one out as Cisa looks down and takes the sign. Say, staring right back with the bat on his shoulder. Now, Cisa gets set. Here's the pitch. That ball is popped up into foul territory. The first baseman, Scott, was chasing after it but couldn't quite reach it. So it'll be a 1-2 count to Say with one away in the top of the fourth inning. So DeCisa looks down, takes a sign. Again, runners on second and third. Looking for a strikeout here. Here's the pitch. And that one's going to be in the dirt. Bounces away from Williams. The runner, Longacre, is going to come in to score. So that ball was in the dirt, deflected off of Williams' chest protector. Scrambled about 10 feet away, out of reach, so Longacre scores easily, and the runner Lawrence heads over to third base. So now we've got a runner on third. The score will be made 10-0 as DeCisa is looking at a 2-2 count to Riley Say. Time is called now as Williams is going to head out and talk to his pitcher. So another rough inning for the Colts, as they've now allowed two runs to score.
What do you think they're saying out there, Austin?
Well, he's probably just going out there to calm him down a little bit, maybe apologizing for that missed block that allowed a run to score just earlier. Either way, it's going to be a 2-2 count to Say here as DeCisa gets set. Here's the pitch. That ball is grounded lightly over to third base, but it'll be foul as the ball is sent back over to DeCisa. It'll remain a 2-2 count with one away in the top of the fourth inning.
I think Say and DeCisa played Little League together. Do you think any of that that past history comes into his pitch selection here?
You know, it could, but if it's simply Little League, you know, their pitching styles, their hitting styles have changed a lot as Say fouls one back into the net.
Changes when you're young. I kind of doubt that the maturation results in any sort of knowledge of their tendencies or anything like that at this age.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. They're probably not too familiar with each other and each other's styles. Not to mention the fact that, you know, it's been a long time. So, again, it'll be a 2-2 count as DeCisa gets set. So here's the pitch. And that one will miss high for ball three. And Say takes a couple of steps out in front of the plate.
I think he thought it was ball four.
Perhaps he did.
I think he forgot that it was a foul ball on that last pitch. I think he thought that he had ball four. He started to kind of move toward first.
Here's the full count delivery. That ball is swung on and fouled again. in the head. I apologize for that.
there's a little wind and a little barbecue smoke. It's definitely making it a little hard to talk at times here, but making it a really nice evening here for all the fans.
So, Tatisha is going to set back up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and Say is sent packing back to the dugout. That one gets this Colts crowd fired up. Even down 10-0, they're still in this game. So that'll create two outs for the Colts. Again, Iggy Lawrence still standing on third base.
And here comes Parnoe, who is 3-for-3 tonight.
Yes, he is. And Parnoe is going to watch a fastball go by inside. That'll be ball one. So Parnoe now looking to see if he can maybe score one more run for the Rosebuds. Tatisca hoping to not let that happen as he delivers his second pitch. That ball is fouled high and back into the parking lot.
And Say's pitch count getting up there this inning. He's at 26 this inning, putting him at about 60 pitches in the last three innings. So not too conservative, and it's something that the Colts need to be concerned with.
Indeed, and here's the delivery from Tatisca. That ball is going to be swung on and fouled into the foot of Parnoe. So it bounced in front of the plate, but hit Parnoe's foot first, so it'll be a foul ball. The count will be 1-2 with two outs as Parnoe takes a deep breath, steps back into the box. Tatisca trying to get out of this inning now, having given up two runs. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on a nice curveball that just dropped right into the strike zone. Completely fooled Parnoe. So the Colts get out of it, allowing two runs and making this a 10-0 ball game. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating. North State Leading Powder Coating Appliances and Metal Finishing. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
With that, we will head over to break.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the mini tour. Variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to game two of the three-game set between the Reading Colt 45s and the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Brian Meyer will return out onto the mound for the Rosebuds as the Colts are looking now in the bottom of the fourth inning to try and get on the board. They are trailing 10-0 right now, and they have yet score a run or even really get close. So with that, the first batter of the inning is going to come up.
Number 25.
Kyle Norton. And he is going to stretch out a little bit, chop the bat before he steps into the box.
So Norton started in that bat in the third inning, but the pickoff of his teammate at second base sent him only one pitch, and he took some pine and coming back here in the fourth.
Yes, he did. So that'll make him an 0-1 count, first pitch fastball to Norton. And he's going to check swing the peel over to third base. Third base umpire says he went around, so it'll be a quick 0-2 count to Norton. Not the way he wants to start off this at bat. Either way, he's going to step back in. Here's the quick delivery from Myers. And it's going to miss high. So that'll be a 1-2 count now to Norton. Norton hoping to do something with this at bat, get something started for the Colts here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That is strike three to Norton. He will get sent packing back to the dugout as the brother of Bryce Tweed, Blake Tweed, is going to come out for his third at-bat at the ballgame. So Tweet had a double earlier in the game. that kind of started to give some life to the Colts, but unfortunately did not result in a run scored. So with one out, he's going to swing and miss the first pitch. That'll make it an 0-1 count as Meyer toes that rubber. Here's the pitch from Meyer, and that ball is going to miss high for ball one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now to Blake Tweet, the left fielder, as Meyer steps back up and delivers. Ball is popped high and foul into the parking lot. It'll be 1-2 to Tweet. Takes a deep breath, steps back in. So Meyer now working pretty fast in this inning, and he's going to miss with a fastball low and away, so it'll be a 2-2 count to Tweet. Let's see if Meyer can get the job finished right here and send Tweet back to the dugout. He sets up. Here's the pitch. That ball is driven into center field. Center fielder now coming in. He's going to make the catch, and it'll get sent back into the infield. So a high fly ball proves to be the second out of the inning for the Rosebuds as Meyer gets the ball back and heads over to the mound. Here comes the catcher, Ethan Williams. He'll face off against Meyer again. So here's the delivery. That ball is going to catch the inside corner. I'm not so sure about that one.
Boy, the umpire, the home plate umpire, has really had a low zone tonight. Hutler just seems to like those low strikes. And
yes, he does.
Low balls that are strikes.
And with that, another strike will be thrown. It'll be catch the top of the box. That one will miss inside right on the hands of Williams. As Williams steps back into the box, it'll be a 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. And in the dirt for ball two. So that'll make it a 2-2 count with two outs for Brian Meyer. As he gets up on that rubber, he's going to go into his windup. Oh, run him up. I don't know about that. That was a high fastball.
Hutler seems like he's getting antsy to get out of this game, and it's only the fourth inning. Those were two horrible calls.
Absolutely. And Williams there kind of just stood in the box for a second, not really sure about that call at all. However, he's going to walk back to the dugout, doesn't protest, and Tecista will come back out onto the mound. So as we head into the top of the fifth, remember, folks, this is brought to you by HU Powder Coating. And with that, we'll head over to break.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Well, welcome back to the top of the fifth inning, folks. It's a 10-0 ball game here at Tiger Field. Unfortunately, not in the favor of the Colt 45s. Alas, they are trailing this game to the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. But Will DeCista will come back out on the mound for his fourth consecutive inning. So far, DeCista has given up three runs through three innings. As he starts to warm up, it has not been a great game for the Colts so far, I can tell you that much. Trailing 10-0, they're really having a rough go. Giving up seven runs in the first, just was not doing it for them, and they are yet to begin catching up. So with that, it'll be Brian Meyer, the pitcher for the Rosebuds, coming up to bat. Here's the delivery from Tecista. That ball is going to miss low and away. It'll be in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count for Brian Meyer as Tecista steps up on the mound. takes the sign. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That'll be strike one. And it'll be a 1-1 count to Brian Meyer. So Cicista grabs the sign and starts his delivery. Inside on the hands of Myers for ball two. It'll be a 2-1 count. No outs here. Myers leading this inning off. As Cicista sets up, here's the delivery. And that ball misses high for ball three. So it'll be a 3-1 count now to Meyer. Meyer takes a couple practice swings, steps back into the box. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. That ball is driven into right field. It'll be dove on and missed by the right fielder. Meyer heads over to second, and he will be in there with a stand-up double. That was Kyle Norton out in right field with the dive attempt. Couldn't quite get there, however. And it's going to roll over to the wall, allowing Meyer to get to second base easily. So Cicista will now face his second batter of the inning. It's going to be Andrew Rubalcaba. As Meyer leads off of second, Cicista grabs the sign from the catcher and gets set. Here comes the pitch. That ball is driven high and out of play. Somewhere, landed somewhere close to the stands. Couldn't quite see it. You know, it's the sun's going down and it's getting dark out here, folks. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Rubalcaba. And Cicista is going to get the sign and deliver. That ball is not going to catch the outside corner. Some fans expressing displeasure with the call. Regardless, it'll be a 1-1 count with no outs and a runner on second for Cicista. So he's going to look down, catch his sign, and set up. Here's the pitch. That ball is once again fouled back out of play as Cicista gets the ball, gets another ball from the catcher. And it'll be a 1-2 count now to Rubalcaba. So Cicista looks down, grabs his sign once more from the catcher, sets up. Here's the pitch. No, he's going to fake a pick over to second. The runner, Meyer, will head back over to the bag. No throw from Cicista, however, as he gets set once again. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped towards the second baseman. Second baseman coming in on it, and he's going to snag it, send it over to first, and that'll be the first out of the inning. So that looked like it might be a close play as Meyer heads over to third base. But Rubalcaba is just not showing a lot of hustle on his way over to first. That's going to allow Isaiah Cortez to easily make that play from second base. So Cicista now working with one out and a runner on third. He's going to deliver the pitch. That'll be high for ball one to Jared Dumont. Cicista grabs his sign once again from the catcher. Here's the pitch. And driven into center field. It'll be a line drive. Oh, off the glove of the center fielder and going towards the wall. Center fielder will pick it up. I believe that's Bryce Tweed out there. Regardless, Meyer's going to score from third. And it looks like they're going to rule that an error. So, unfortunately, Cicisto gets a tough break. It was a hard-hit line drive into deep center field with Tweet running back on it, stuck out his glove, and it looked like it just bounced right in and right out, unfortunately. So Dumont gets on to second, and Cicisto will deliver now to Potts, who hits one deep again into center field. That one's to the wall, off the wall. Tweet grabs it, sends it back in. And Dumont's going to head for home. It'll be a play at the plate here. And the ball is going to bounce off of the catcher. And Dumont will score easily. So just an absolute mess of an inning already for the Colt 45s. First with the error that allowed Dumont to get on second. And now a long double into dead center field. Well, a double in which Potts was able to head over to third base on the play at the plate. So
that one bouncing off the wall, and you got to be impressed with it. Tweet got it in quick, but then the throw to the plate was just not good, and he didn't give Williams a chance to get a tag on the runner.
No, it was not. So Tatista has a first pitch strike to Casey Longacre, the catcher, and he's going to deliver one more time. It'll be ball one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now. And that play at the plate was reminiscent of what we saw last night, which were many, many messy plays at home plate in which the Colts just could not field the ball. As Longacre calls time and the umpire gives it to him, even though Tatista seemed to be in the middle of his windup. So Tatista obviously not happy about that. He felt he had already started his windup, and the catcher called, or the umpire called time. Either way, he's going to deliver now. That ball will fall in for a strike, a nice curveball there, making a full count to the catcher Longacre. As Tatista grabs his sign once again from the catcher, and he is going to check the runner back at third and start to wind up. There's the pitch, and that's going to be another ball. So I guess that'll make it a 3-2 count. I believe it's a 3-2 count. I'm not quite sure.
Yes, it is.
But Tatista is going to wind up and deliver again, and that ball is going to be in the dirt. So that one will make it a 3-2 count. We have just been off on this at bat, apparently. However, the count's going to be full with the runner Potts over at third base. Tatista grabs his sign. He's going to wind up. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to miss high. So Longacre gets on with a walk. Runners at first and third now with one out for the Colts. So, again, another rough start to an inning. Just one out for the Colts as they've got runners on first and third base, having already given up two runs. And that'll make it a 12-0 ball game. And there's going to be a wild pitch off the plate. The runner Longacre is going to easily make it to second. However, Potts at third is going to hold up. So now runners will be at second and third with one out, two runs having scored already on the double from Potts. Tatista, obviously a little frustrated, but nonetheless delivers here to Iggy Lawrence. No, this is not Iggy Lawrence. Looks like we've got a substitute in for Lawrence, struggling to read that number. We'll call him Bill. So Tatista winds up and delivers to Bill. That ball is going to be outside for ball two. So it'll be a 2-0 count as Tatista looks down and takes his sign. Here's the pitch. That one will be strike one. So drawing some applause here from the crowd. Tatista finally gets a call. It'll be a 2-1 count as he winds up to deliver again. That ball is hit lightly, popped up to the third baseman who makes the catch. That's Larinaga. So it'll be two outs now with runners on second and third for the Colts. Well, Dylan De La Montoya comes up to bat for the Rosebuds. So let's see if the Colts can get out of it without letting in any more runs. Again, the score is 12-0. Two runners in scoring position. De La Montoya hoping to get those runners across. That ball is going to be way high and outside. It'll miss for ball one to De La Montoya.
So that last batter, the roster shows him as Marty Owens, but Marty Owens isn't on the roster tonight, or in the lineup card tonight. So I'm not sure who exactly they put in that spot.
We're not sure at all. Regardless, he's now back sitting in the dugout. So it'll be Tatista with the delivery again, and that's going to be ball three. So it'll be a 3-0 count now to De La Montoya, and they might just end up losing the bases here. Tatista winds up to deliver. Here's the pitch. That one will catch the top of the strike zone. It'll be a 3-1 count as Tatista gets the ball back from his catcher and sets up. Again, runners on second and third. Count is 3-1 with two outs. Here's the pitch. That ball is fouled back over the net. And it'll be a full count now to De La Montoya. So, Tecesa doing a good job of battling back, coming from behind in this count. And there are now two outs, still two outs, with full count to De La Montoya. So here's the pitch. Again, fouled straight back, almost on an identical spot. And with that, Tecesa will get the ball back once more and head back over to the mound.
I just have to wonder, De La Montoya, when he gets ready to swing, he's doing like a twist at the plate. His front foot is literally twisting multi-directionally.
And with that, Tecesa gets a swing and a miss from De La Montoya and walks back into the dugout. Happy with that strikeout, but obviously a little frustrated with the fact that he gave up two runs that inning. So it'll be a 12-0 ball game as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning. The Colts still hoping to put at least one run across the board. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. Victory Powder Coating is a proud sponsor of Running Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-278-5798. That's 530-278-5298. Victory Powder Coating. And with that, we'll head on over to break.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the bottom of the fifth inning, your Colt 45's baseball game. The score tonight is 12-0. Colt 45's have yet to get on the board. That's what they're hoping to do in this bottom half of the inning.
It's looking good for Will Tecesa. He's pitched four strong innings, although his pitch count is starting to get up there. He's at 83 pitches. I wouldn't expect in the last more than one more inning if he comes out again. So we'll see what happens. Next up, right now we just need to see something other than a zero on the scoreboard for the Colts.
That is so true, and you know, coming down 12-0, it's going to be a tough uphill battle for the Colts, especially not having scored at all through four innings. The pitcher, Brian Meyer, has done a terrific job shutting the Colts out tonight as he comes back out for his fifth consecutive inning. However, we're hoping that the Colts are able to start something here. That pitch is going to miss the inside corner for ball one.
I believe that's Nate Scott at the plate.
Here's the pitch. That ball is tapped foul for strike one, so it'll be a 1-1 count to Scott. As Meyer heads back to the mound, gets set. Here's the pitch. That's a nice curveball. Doesn't quite nick the zone, however. So it's going to be a 2-1 count here to Scott. Scott steps in again, getting pretty breezy down here at Tiger Field. Here's the pitch. That'll be ball three. It misses high. And Meyer now falling behind in this count. So Scott steps back into the box. Here's the pitch from Meyer. Strike two. Called there by the umpire.
Meyer been really stingy with his pitches tonight, averaging just under 15 pitches an inning so far.
Yep, he has done a great job of shutting the Colts down. However, with that pitch, he'll miss inside, and Scott will draw a walk as he heads over to first base.
Number 24. Yes.
You have to wonder with this temperature cooling down if that's going to have an impact on him.
It could, you know, as the weather gets a little cooler, pitcher's arms start to stiffen up a little bit, and he might not be able to get a nice, catapulting stride. However, he's going to throw a ball one here to Derek Ray, the designated hitter, as he gets the ball back and takes his sign. Here's the pitch. That'll be another ball. So it's going to be a 2-0 count now to
Ray. Meyer gets the ball back. He takes his sign from the catcher. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Looks like that'll make it a 2-2 count to Ray.
Wind really picking up from left to right. Wind's whipping off the center field flagpole.
So that next pitch is going to be a called strike. That'll make it a 2-2 count. Now to Ray as Nate Scott leads off of first base. So here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three as Ray hangs his head and walks back to the dugout. So that's been the story here tonight. For the most part, the Colts just have not been able to get much done. Hopefully that'll change here as the third baseman, Wyatt Larinaga, comes up to bat for the Colts. Meyer delivers. That ball is going to miss high. It'll be a 1-0 count with one out now.
Larinaga with a fifth inning. Strikeout in his previous at bat. The strikeouts are really adding up here.
Here's the pitch from Meyer. That ball is going to miss outside. It'll be a 2-0 count to Larinaga as Meyer walks around the mound.
Meyer's got 7 strikeouts here already through 4 in the third.
So here's the pitch from Meyer. It'll miss outside. That was a curveball. Could not quite catch the zone. So it'll be a 3-0 count now to Larinaga. And if I'm him, I'm thinking lay off of anything unless it is absolutely perfect. Here's the delivery, and that's exactly what he did. Lays off of an outside called strike, so it'll be a 3-1 count now. And now he's going to be more inclined to maybe take something he doesn't like so much. However, he'll leave that one up in the air for ball 4. So the second walk of the inning from Meyer, and that'll put runners on first and second. The Colts with only one out. So they're starting to threaten here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Down 12-0. It's going to take a lot for them to catch back up, but hopefully they can get on the board right now.
So Meyer with 75 pitches so far. And not looking good.
Here's the pitch from Meyer. It'll be in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 count now to the second baseman, Isaiah Cortez. Meyer, standing back on the rubber, takes the sign from his catcher. And here's the delivery. Swung on and missed. So it'll be one ball, one strike to Cortez as Meyer gets the ball back from his catcher and takes the sign. Runners take their lead, not being held on too tight. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Fielded by the second baseman. Tossed over to second and dropped by the shortstop. So all runners will be safe. And that will create a bases loaded situation for the Colts with just one out. So it was just a lightly tapped ground ball. Second baseman, that was Iggy Lawrence, fielded it cleanly, tossed it over to the shortstop, Say, and Say could not handle the toss. And at last, the Colts are safe all around.
You had to wonder if Say was thinking about what was coming at him there.
Maybe. Anyway, here's the pitch to Arive Camacho, the number one spot and shortstop for the Colts. He's going to foul that off for strike one. So it'll be an 0-1 count with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. And swung on and missed. So Camacho seems like he's having trouble seeing the ball tonight. He has not made much contact. Here's the pitch. It'll be 0-2. Swung on and driven into the right center gap. That is going and off the wall. Runners are coming around. There's going to be the runner coming around third. He'll hold there. So two runners score. And there will be runners on first and third. I'm not sure I've seen that before, a single off of the wall. I think Camacho might have thought that ball was gone off the bat. 45. So he is only going to make it to first base.
That's probably the longest season I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was a long shot that went off the right field wall over the right fielder's head.
The Colt 45s put up a crooked number, and they're on the board.
So with one out now, runners on first and third, it'll be a 12-2 ball game. One out still. And Bryce Tweet is going to swing and miss at the first pitch. It'll be an 0-1 count to Tweet. So Tweet now, again, the big shot hitter from last night, still looking to do something important here.